AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It happened on live TV on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends.
Florida, your vote counts. Your vote is going to be cast with integrity and transparency.
Florida's governor signed a sweeping election bill into law. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
There were no signs of voter irregularities in Florida during last year's presidential election, but Governor Ron DeSantis and other Republicans say the new law will put guardrails in place against fraud. Among other provisions, the law restricts when ballot drop boxes can be used, who can collect ballots, and how many. Democrats and voter advocates have called it a blatant attempt to impede access to the polls, and they say it will unfairly target blacks and Latinos and raise barriers to disabled voters. Still, Democrats acknowledge the Florida law isn't as draconian as Georgia's new election law. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Biden administration detailed steps to achieve its goal of conserving about one-third of America's lands and waters by 2030. The administration also proposed revoking a rule imposed under former President Trump that weakened the government's power to enforce a century-old law that protects most bird species. The government says the number of people filing claims for unemployment fell last week to the lowest point since the pandemic struck 14 months ago. France joined the United States in supporting an easing of patent protections on coronavirus vaccines that could help poorer countries get more doses and speed the end of the pandemic. A federal judge temporarily stayed an order that found the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention exceeded its authority when it imposed a federal eviction moratorium to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Police say an Army trainee has been arrested after he boarded a South Carolina school bus with a gun and held the driver and elementary students hostage before letting them off the bus. Some of the children on the bus began using cell phones to call their parents to let them know what was going on. Wall Street, the Dow has moved higher. This is AP News. Why is the pharmaceutical industry so opposed to sharing the technology behind the coronavirus vaccine?
One reason? They worry counterfeit vaccines might be produced. That's one reaction from the head of an industry group on learning that the U.S. is joining those who are calling for patents on the COVID-19 vaccine to be lifted. The idea of that is that it would be much easier for poorer countries to get access to vaccines. But Stephen Ubel, president of the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, says lifting the patents would strain supply chains, cause confusion, and ramp up the production of fake vaccines. The pharmaceutical industry says a faster solution would be for richer countries that have vaccine stockpiles to start sharing them. I'm Rita Foley.
An eclectic mix of participants are taking part in a unique three-day Vatican conference on the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci, soprano Renee Fleming, and CEOs of Pfizer and Moderna are there, as well as the lead guitarist of Aerosmith, Ed Donahue, AP News.